people of God, in this Christmas season, let it be our duty and delight to hear once again the message of the angels as we bring hearts and minds to Bethlehem to behold the Son lying in the manger. Let us hear the story of God's loving purpose for the redemption of the world, brought to us by the Holy Child Jesus. And let us make this place glad with our carols of praise. But first, let us pray for the needs of people in every nation, for peace and justice on earth, for the unity and mission of the church which Christ established. And because Christ calls us to care for them, let us remember in his name the poor and the helpless, the cold and homeless, the hungry and oppressed, the sick and those who mourn, the lonely and unloved, the aged and the little children. And let us pray that our lives and our work may be for the service of God, that we may live in unity and fellowship with all God's people and give reverence to all of God's creation.
The reading from Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. But the earth became chaos and emptiness, and darkness came over the face of the deep. Yet the Spirit of God was brooding over the surface of the waters. And then God said, "Light be," and light was. God saw that the light was good and separated the light from darkness, called the light day and the darkness night. Evening came and morning followed the first day. Then God said, "Let us make humankind in our image to be like us. Let them be stewards of the fish in the sea, the birds of the air, the cattle, the wild animals, and everything that crawls on the ground." Humankind was created as God's reflection. In the divine image, God created them. Female and male, God created them. Thus the heavens and the earth and all their array were completed. Thanks be to God.
Isaiah 9, verses 2 through 6. The people walking in darkness are seeing a brilliant light. Upon those who dwell in the land of deep shadows, the light is shining. God, you have made the nation greater. You have brought them abundant joy. They celebrate in your presence as with the harvest celebrations. or as warriors celebrate when dividing spoils. For the yoke that burdened them, the weight on their shoulders, the rod of the oppressors, you have shattered it, as you did at the defeat of Midian. For every boot tramped in battle, every cloak dragged through blood, is now used as fuel for the fire. For a child is born to us, an heir is given us, upon whose shoulders dominion will rest. This one shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Strength of God, Eternal Protector, Champion of Peace. Thanks be to God.
Isaiah 11, 1 through 9. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. The spirit of Yahweh will rest on him, the spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the spirit of counsel and of might, the spirit of the knowledge and fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes, or decide by what he hears with his ears, but with integrity he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, with the breath of his wicked. Of his lips he will slay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt, faithfulness the sash around his waist. The wolf will live with the lamb. The leopard will lie down with the goat, the calf and the lion and the yearling together. And a little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear. Their young will lie down together. And the lion will eat straw like the ox. The infant will play near the cobra's den. And the young child will put its hand into the viper's nest. They will not harm nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Thanks be to God.
On this one, I woke up hearing a drone in my head for this one, so humor me on this. I'd like the tenors and basses to sing a G or a D, which I'll give you. And then for the first verse, sopranos and altos, just sing the melody the whole way through, Then second and third verse, we'll sing the harmonies. So...
Luke 1:26-35, 37-38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth in her old age has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month for her who is said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. Thanks be to God.
there are many signs we claim for our faith, but ultimately it is our active love that reveals who we worship. As we bring our offerings forward this morning, let us commit to give of our whole selves with the expectation that our gifts will be used to further God's dream for our world.
Luke 2:1-7. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the Lord should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. All were to be taxed into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was in the house and lineage of David. To be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, and he was child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and in a manger, because there's no room for them in the inn. Thanks be to God.
So sometimes when we think about this story, you can make up your own story in your head of what might have happened. And the person who wrote this song called The Friendly Beasts did just that and thought of what the animals may have contributed. If you know the song, you can sing along, or just look at the pictures that Barb has in the book for you.
Jesus, our brother, kind and good, as humbly born in a stable room, and the friendly beasts around him stood. Jesus, our brother, kind and good. I said the donkey, shaggy and brown, I carried his mother uphill and down. I carried her safely to Bethlehem town. I set the donkey, shaggy and brown. I set the cow, all white and red. I gave him my manger for his bed. I gave him my hay to pillow his head. I set the cow all white and red. I set the sheep with the curly horn. I gave him my wool for his blanket warm. He wore my coat on Christmas morn. I said the sheep with the curly horn. I said the camel, yellow and black, over the desert upon my back. I brought him a gift in the wise man's pack. I said the him to sleep that he should not cry. We cooed him to sleep, my mate and I. I set the dove from the rafters high. Thus every beast by some good spell in the stable dark was glad to tell of the gift.
Through 20. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, and which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in the manger. Then suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward all. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, and the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in the manger. And then, when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it, wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. and the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. Thanks be to God.
Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 11. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, "In Bethlehem of Judea. For thus it is written by the prophet, 'And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, art not the least among the princes of Judah. For out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.'" Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired to them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the young child. And when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also." When they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they came into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh.
Where Hope Begins by Jan Richardson. A seed in the ground, a flame in the darkness, a hand outstretched, a child in the womb. Hope starts small and overtakes us, stretching the borders of what we have known. One yes to an angel and a young woman named Mary becomes a revolutionary. The child is hardly noticeable in her womb when she arrives at the home of her kinswoman Elizabeth, but the transformation is written all over her face, and Elizabeth instantly intuits what has happened. She blesses Mary for her hope, for her radical belief that God will fulfill the promise made by Gabriel. Elizabeth, pregnant in her advanced years, knows the power of hope. She, too, carries it in her womb. Her ears ringing with Elizabeth's blessing, Mary pours out a song, a cry of hope that echoes the one raised by her foremother Hannah after giving birth to Samuel. The powerful brought down from their thrones, the lowly raised up, the hungry filled with good things, the rich sent away empty. But Mary sings about these things as though they have already happened. A tiny child in her womb, and God has transformed the world? What sort of outrageous hope is this? Mary knows in her soul, in her womb, that radical hope is found at the boundary where the outrageous gives way to the possible. A child given to her aged kinswoman? The courage to say yes to Gabriel's invitation to her, an unwed woman? Well, then God might as well have turned the world into one where all things are possible, even justice, even freedom. Mary knows that some things are so outrageous that sometimes we have to talk about them as if they have already happened in order to believe that they could ever come about. And so if we believe that God has brought justice to the world, we live that justice and we share in making the world more just. If we believe that God has brought healing to the world, we live that healing and we share in making the world more whole. Hope starts small, even as a seed in the womb, but it feeds and outrageous possibilities. It beckons us to step out with the belief that the action we take will not only bear fruit, but that in taking it, we have already made a difference in the world. God invites us, like Mary, to open to God's radical leading, to step out with sometimes inexplicable faith, trusting that we will find sustenance. Hope, writes W. Paul Jones in Trumpet at Full Moon, is the simple trust that God has not forgotten the recipe for manna. The hope of God contains the promise that we will be fed, and even if we never see the fruit of our hope-filled actions. Guardian of the seasons, keeper of every time, tune us so to your rhythms that we may know the occasion for stillness and the moment for action. May we be so prepared, so aware, so awakened in our waiting that when you prompt us into motion, our hands may be your hands and our purposes your own.
In the beginning there was wisdom, and wisdom was with God, and was saturated with transcendence. Wisdom was present at the very beginning of creation. All things, without exception, came into being through wisdom. Wisdom was infused with life, and from that life emerged enlightened human consciousness. Light continues to shine forth in the darkness, and the darkness has not been able to extinguish it. John was a person sent from God to reflect the light so that everyone might be enveloped in its glow. John was not a light source, but came in order to mirror its luminosity. The true source of light, which illuminates human consciousness, was coming into the world. It was in the world, this world that owes its very being to the light, but the world could not perceive it. It radiated in our own midst, but we could not discern it. Those who could discern were given the power to become transcendent beings, capable of reflecting the life light. So they were no longer reducible to flesh and blood and human will, but came to be clothed in transcendence. So the wisdom life light took on flesh and took up residence within us. We have glimpsed its magnificence, radiating like a peerless child of the cosmos, abundant with graciousness and truthfulness. Thanks be to God.
Christmas Story by Robin Richstone. We know by heart these stories of a cold world, unwelcoming in, the murderous tyrant, Mary on a donkey, escape, How cruel, how long ago, how far from what we mean to sing. Oh come, to the weary, the terrified, Mary's heart beating fast, her grip on the baby. The strains of it fill the shops, the streets, flow down rivers, cross seas, cross borders. The refugee mother kneels in an open field to change her infant. The shepherd's gone, the angels quiet. Her safety now, completely up to us. Amen.